On University of Southern California Week, in a warmer world, half of all species are on the move. Where are they going? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Bistra Dalkina, associate professor in computer science, examines this.
Moose are on the move, trekking north to cooler habitats as the planet warms from climate change. They're part of a mass migration with about half of the world's species moving toward climates where they can survive. Bears, lynx, squirrels, and even frogs are migrating. It's happening on land and in the ocean. But not all species are mobile. The ability to migrate will determine which species survive. As a computer scientist, I create models and maps that show us how species geographically distribute themselves in different climate scenarios. MegaSDM is the first modeling tool that integrates what we call dispersal limits, or maximum distance a species can relocate in a year. These dispersal limits are barriers that keep some species from migrating to places where they can survive in a warming world. Primates, shrews, moles, and species from the opossum order are most at risk. We modeled 165 North American mammals' habitats as of 2010 using publicly available data, including elevation, land cover, forestation, and climate conditions like temperature and precipitation. We looked at where different species have been detected in the present and recent past and projected where their suitable habitats will be 4 to 6 decades in the future. Results are bleaker than expected when you take into account both climate change and dispersal limits. We saw a decline of species richness across North America, along with a small shift northward. Climate change is here faster than we anticipated. Tools like MegaSDM could reveal which species are most at risk and where they could potentially live in the future. It could empower future action in biodiversity, conservation, and climate change mitigation efforts.
That was Bistra Dalkina of the University of Southern California. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.